Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, would you take these words to speak to us through them, I ask, in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Billy Bob goes to a diner for breakfast, and as he is drinking his cup of coffee, he notices on the side of the cup of coffee there is a tear-off prize. So he tears it off, and he begins to shout, "I won! I won! I won a motorhome! I won a motorhome!" Well, the female server looks at the owner, and both of them realize that the biggest prize that they're giving away is a bicycle. So the owner goes to Billy Bob and says, "You know, you made a mistake, Billy Bob. We're not giving away a motorhome." Billy Bob says, "No, I want a motorhome. It says right here." He hands the ticket to the owner. The owner reads these words: "Win a bagel. Win a bagel." That's all right. I don't mind booze. I'm over 21. It's okay. When it comes to the Christian life, sometimes I feel like a winner. But sometimes I feel like a loser. There are times in my life when I really feel like I want to be a champion Christian. But many of those times kind of fade away rather quickly, unfortunately. I can relate to something a parishioner said about herself many years ago. She said, "I consider myself to be a special ed Christian." I can relate to that. I wonder, is it possible to succeed in the Christian life? Is it possible to become a champion Christian? Well, I began to think about what goes into making a champion, hoping that maybe there's some things that we can learn from champions that might help us to become better in our Christian lives. Well, certainly I had the opportunity this past week to watch Simone Biles, the Olympic champion gymnast, and she did something that I guess nobody else in competition had ever done before. She did a double somersault with a full twist in each flip. Simone Biles is probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, gymnast that this country has ever produced. And I began to wonder what helped her to become a champion gymnast. And I think I kind of narrowed it down to four particular things. Obviously, there are other things involved, but maybe these things are four of the most important things. First thing is commitment. The second is dedication. The third is hard work. And the fourth is perseverance. Every great champion has to have these qualities about themselves. As we look at our New Testament lesson today from the second lesson for the Hebrews, if you read it last week, the writer to the Hebrews talked about some of the great champions of the Old Testament, some of the great champions of the faith of the Old Testament. And this week he continues on in our second lesson by describing these great champions of the faith in further detail. So I'd like to look at that again, if you wouldn't mind turning in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. Again, that's on page 1875 in the Pew Bibles. And the writer really is talking about these great champions of the faith in the Old Testament that really demonstrated their faith in God, as well as demonstrating that faith by what they did, the action by which they demonstrated that faith. And so in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the writer begins, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses," so all these Old Testament saints are really considered to be witnesses for us as Christians. And whenever you see the word "therefore" in the scriptures, you want to ask yourself the question, what is it there for? And some might think that it's there to kind of describe this great cloud of witnesses in a stadium, kind of as spectators watching us down on the track getting ready to run our race. But in reality, what they're describing here are the saints of the Old Testament down on the track with us. They've run their race already. They've completed their course, and now they're handing the baton off to us. So, you see, life is like a race. It's really a struggle. It's a constant battle. Sometimes we think that life should be easy. When we're going through all sorts of problems, we think to ourselves, surely life should be easier than this. But it's not. You may have heard the story about a man who tried to take a shortcut. Sometimes we're like that. We want to take a shortcut in life. And he wanted to take a shortcut as well. It was the farmer who, his farm was kind of failing. His wife was facing major surgery, and he had all these bills that were piling up on him, and he couldn't pay them. The bank wouldn't loan him any more money, so he decided he was so desperate he wanted to take a shortcut, and he was going to rob a bank. So he got his bag out in which the teller was going to put the money. He got the gun, and he was going to intimidate the teller with the gun. And so he went to the bank, and he walked back and forth in front of the bank, trying to muster up the courage to go in. When he finally had the courage to go in, he kind of shakily walked into the bank. He walked up to the teller. He handed her his gun, held his bag out in front of her, and he said, "Don't stick with me. This is a mess up." Well, life is difficult. It's a marathon race. And thinking we can take a shortcut will oftentimes lead us into areas of failure, much like this farmer. So perhaps we can learn from our lesson from Hebrews today how we can be more of a champion of our Christian faith. Look at verse 1. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles." So champions throw off things that hinder them. Things perhaps that they would want to give up. Maybe they want to give up a certain type of food. Maybe they want to give up staying out late and partying at night. But champions make sacrifices. So perhaps we as Christians might be called upon to make sacrifices as well. Perhaps you're involved in a sin right now that you know is wrong, and God might be calling you to give that sin up in order to become more of a champion of your faith. Is there anything that's hindering you in your Christian life that might be keeping you from growing in your faith? A champion would want to remove anything that hinders them as they prepare for their race. Sin also can entangle us in our lives. I remember when I was a kid, I hung out with a bunch of guys. They're a bunch of wise guys, and we were getting ready to run a race. I was going to run a race with a friend of mine. And unbeknownst to me, one of my other friends had tied my shoelaces together. And so I got ready to race. I was all set to go, and I took off, and I fell flat on my face. It was terrible. But sin is like tied together shoelaces in our lives. It takes commitment to overcome sin. First of all, it takes commitment, the commitment to Jesus Christ. When we try to overcome sin in our own strength and our own power, we can't do it. We have to rely upon the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives to us when we come to believe in Him. And as we do that, He gives us the ability to begin to overcome sin in our lives. If we try to do it on our own, we simply become self-centered. Then we have to have a commitment to do what it takes to live the Christian life after that. This is where dedication and a willingness to work hard comes into play. And when it comes right down to it, if we're honest with each other, many times we're kind of lazy when it comes to our own spiritual life and taking care of it. Whether it's a dedication or a willingness to work hard in prayer or in reading the Bible or in working hard in our ministries, sometimes we have to admit we fall a bit short. But the Christian life is not just about commitment. It's not just about hard work or dedication. It's also about perseverance. The writer of the Hebrews writes at the end of verse 1, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked for us." Bob Whelan crossed the finish line Thursday, November 6, 1986, as the New York City Marathon's 19,413th and final finisher. He was the first one to run the marathon on his hands instead of his legs. Think of it. Bob was a 40-year-old Californian who had lost both legs in the Vietnam War in an explosion some 14 years earlier. He had the slowest time in marathon's history, 4 days, 2 hours, 48 minutes, and 17 seconds. When asked why he ran the race, he gave three reasons. One, he wanted to demonstrate that he was a born-again Christian. Secondly, he wanted to see how his conditioning was. And third, he wanted to be an example, an inspiration for others in their own physical fitness. He said this, "Success is not based on where you start, it's where you finish. And I finished." Many of us are champions in other areas of our lives, but when it comes to our spiritual lives, maybe not so much. Perhaps that's because if things don't go our way, we pout, We blame others, and then we finally take our ball and go home. No one promised us that we would have good health in our life. No one promised us that our marriages would go smoothly. Sometimes even the most careful business people lose it all. Life sometimes rains in our parades, but champions do not pack it in and go home. Maybe the word that some of us need to hear today is, hang in there. Hang in there. But the question is, how do we do that? That gets to the last point of my message today. That is the final secret of becoming a Christian champion. Look at verse 2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. We're not talking just about thinking about Jesus. We're talking about really seeking him in prayer. We draw strength from Jesus so that we can set our face to run the race that is before us. We know that that race will ultimately lead us face to face with Jesus himself. Jesus knows what it is to struggle in the race of life. He endured the cross, the suffering, and the death of the cross because he knew that there was a resurrection awaiting him. And he is now leading that great cloud of witnesses that we just read about. The promise of the Christian life is that joy awaits us in heaven, that there's a resurrection body that is awaiting us in the future, and that one day God will say to us as believers in Christ, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. And maybe you might be thinking to yourself today, you know, I kind of feel like a failure at the Christian life. I don't feel like I've really moved much along toward becoming a champion of the faith. There's a great movie, one of my favorites, called Chariots of Fire. It's about a Christian who went on to become a runner. And as he was running, he was getting ready to run a race, and he was predicted to win that race. But as he was running, someone behind him tripped him up, and he fell off the track. And he could have just given up. He could have just said, you know, my race is over, that's it, I'm done. But instead he got back up and he began to run. He ran so fast that he caught up to the pack in front of him. Then he passed up the pack and he caught up with the leader. And he passed him, went on to win the race. This man's name was Eric Little, who went on to become an Olympic champion and a missionary to China. Maybe you've not achieved what you think you should have achieved as a Christian. Maybe you really have kind of failed in the Christian life. Or maybe you've just gotten off the track. I would encourage you to get back up and get in the race and start running again. Fix your eyes on the finish line. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Commit yourself to him. Dedicate yourself to hard work, the hard work that it takes to improve your spiritual life. And then persevere until you achieve the goal of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that you would give your grace to anyone here who might really feel like that they've been a failure in the Christian life. Maybe they've just not done what they should have been doing, or maybe they haven't achieved the things that they felt like they should have achieved, or maybe they just didn't feel like they've grown enough in their Christian life. Or maybe they've gotten off the track somewhere. Lord, would you help us all to renew our commitment to you, to fix our eyes upon you, begin to run again the race. Help us to develop that commitment, that dedication, that hard work that it takes to grow. And then help us to persevere until the end, until you call us home. I ask this in your name. Amen.